Unit 5, Part 1, Population Percentages. A. In 1991, the population of Belgium was 2.9% of the total European community, and the now unified Germany was 22.9%. France had a lower population of 16.3%, and Ireland's was quite small, only 1%. British population was similar to that France, 16.7%. B.
1. Last year our turnover went up by nearly a quarter to £70,000, and if we take away the cost of renting the premises...
2. Only a few more kilometers and we're nearly two-thirds of the way home.
3. If you computerize the pay section, you could divide at least 50% of the work with the accounts department.
4. Look, by car, the journey's going to take 2 hours. It'll take me 3 times that by train. The connections are so bad.
5. Something must be wrong. Nearly a quarter of our petty cash goes in photocopying, and if we add the salesman's restaurant bills, there's nothing left for stamps.
C. The unemployment situation for men in the USA steadily improved between 1982 and 1989. In 1982, the rate of unemployment stood at almost 5%. But fell to just over 4% in 1984. By 1989, it was getting on for 2%, but began to rise around that time. By 1991, the figure stood at approximately 3.5%. The unemployment rate for USA men was well below that shown for European men during this period. In fact, it was roughly 2% lower in 1991. Part 2. Number of hospital beds. A. Well, those were the basic trends. Now, do you have any questions?
Yes. What about the situation in Italy?
The Italian ratio was slightly lower than the common market average of about 1,000 beds per 100,000 people.
How about Northern Europe, the Netherlands, for example?
Well, the Dutch ratio was slightly over 1,200 beds per 100,000 people, was far higher than the average in 1988, while Sweden had the largest number of beds available. The figure there was over 1,400, very high compared with Denmark, where it was only 680.
I'm rather surprised about the States. Do you know why the ratio is so low?
A good question. Many of you may be surprised to know that you'll find a hospital bed much more easily in the majority of the common market countries than in the USA, where the ratio of beds was considerably lower than the common market average in the region of 600 beds per 100,000 people. B.
Of course, we can only guess that the real reason why the situation in the States is a great deal worse than in a country like Sweden. There's far more government control of the hospital network in Scandinavia than in America, although it's surprising that the United Kingdom, where the government also has a strong control of the health service, has a much lower number of beds than a country like Germany.
Part 3. Number of televisions. There are quite a few surprises when we look at the chart of the number of TVs per 100 inhabitants for the countries shown. For example, although Denmark is a relatively small country, its ratio of 37 TV sets for every 100 inhabitants was higher than that for France. And then, despite its reputation for technology, the ratio for Japan of 58 per 100 was substantially lower than that for the USA. What's more, the number of channels available doesn't seem to have much effect on TV ownership. Italy had many more channels than Ireland, Nevertheless, they both had a ratio of around 25 TVs per 100. Most European countries had between 30 and 40 TVs per 100, while, unsurprisingly, the USA was out in front with a ratio of over 80 TVs to every 100 inhabitants.
Part 4. Volvo Earnings. Volvo earnings rise by 11% in first quarter. Volvo, the Swedish automotive energy and food group, increased its profits by 10.9% in the first quarter of this year, despite a fall of 5% in group turnover. Profits after financial items rose to 2.4 billion Swedish krona, $345 million, compared with 2.21 billion Swedish krona in the first quarter of last year. The group was helped by a 215 million Swedish krona foreign exchange gain on loans, compared with a gain of 30 million Swedish krona a year earlier, as well as by interest earnings of 109 million Swedish krona, compared with 77 million Swedish krona in the first quarter of last year. Operating profits are virtually unchanged at 2.13 billion Swedish krona, compared with 2.1 billion Swedish krona in the first quarter of last year. Volvo expects to make a productivity gain this year of at least 5%. The group's liquid funds, inflated by the record profits of the past 2 years, climbed to 18.25 billion Swedish krona by the end of the first quarter from 14.4 billion Swedish krona a year earlier. Volvo profits, at least in the short term, have been hedged against the impact of the falling dollar, but the lower dollar exchange rate shows clearly in the group's sales figures. Volvo turnover fell 5% to 20.6 billion Swedish krona from 21.8 billion Swedish krona in the first 3 months of last year, despite a substantial rise in the volume of car sales.
Part 5. Days and Times. Have you ever called a place for help or information and gotten a recording? What was the place? What did the recording say? Many businesses use recordings to save time and money, especially after office hours. You are going to hear several recordings of this type. After each recording, fill in the missing information. This is Pacific Telephone. Our business office is open 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. We are closed weekends and holidays. If you need repair service, please call 611. If you need new service, please refer to your local directory for the phone center nearest you. Thank you. You have reached the Electric Company Emergency Service. Our regular telephone business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If this is an emergency, please stay on the line. Your call will be handled in the order received. Thank you for calling the Music Center Information Line. Our hours are 9 to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sundays from 12 to 6 p.m. This is the correct number for information on all events at the Music Center, except the Bell Theater. For the Bell Theater, call 972-7654. For more information, stay on the line. Your call will be answered shortly. Thank you. This is the Auto Club After Hours Emergency Center. For travel and weather information, please call during regular business hours between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. For emergency roadside service, please hold on. A counselor will be available soon. This is University Hospital information. Most offices are closed now. To reach hospital emergency services, dial 825-1491. For emergency police service, dial 825-1411. For hospital patient information, dial 825-8611. For other hospital information, dial 825-9111. Part 6. Listening and Translation. A. Sentence Translation.
1. When you answer the telephone in a private house, it is usual to say the telephone number as soon as you lift the receiver.
2. It's staying cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of rain or drizzle. and tomorrow it's going to start dry with bright spells.
3. You'll have 2 nights in Cairo with a chance to see the pyramids and then a relaxing cruise on a luxurious Nile steamer.
4. Women in almost all jobs are less stressed and cope better than their male colleagues.
5. Reports are coming in of an earthquake in a small town 50 miles north of Sydney, and damages is said to be extensive.
B. Passage Translation.
1. Demographic changes will probably have an adverse effect on the market in the future. The population is aging, and it's likely that this will have a negative influence. The 21 to 30 age group are traditionally heavy users of sun creams, and this group is declining in numbers. Also, usage is very low among the 50-plus age groups, and these groups are expanding.
2. As you can see, we've been able to reduce this budget and still improve our turnover. Our experiment with TV shots 4 years ago did not lead to significantly higher sales. Since then, we have been steadily raising the proportion of spending devoted to press advertising. This enables us to target consumers with high incomes who will be more likely to take holidays abroad.